Sound it low. Which day known renowned Dham, under the causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. And we're listening to this Damodar Leela. Listening to this speciality. So here the shloka says that how the two sons of Kuvir were liberated by Krishna. So Kuvir Atma Chau. Who is Kuvir? Atma Chau means the two sons of Kuvir. They Nalkuvir and Manigrif. See, these two sons are very dear to Kuvir. These two sons were very much absorbed, independently enjoying. They didn't care for their elders, superiors. Who were they? It is the desire of the parents that my children, they become very good and become well established. But the point is raised, if you haven't listened to your own father and mother, then when you become a father and mother, will your children listen to you? So if your sadhana, if your charitra is all right, if you accepted Sadguru, then the fruits on the tree, then see a mango, the seed of a mango will also grow into a nice tree with many nice mango fruits, which are very sweet. So if parents haven't done sadhana and they desire a son, then they desire that they will beat their son and anyhow will correct him, then they haven't been able to correct their own selves, then how will they be able to correct their son? So therefore here Naradrishi is saying that Kuvira Atma Chau. And see the two sons, they're like him. See the two sons, the father, he's always absorbed in collecting wealth like Kuvir. But is he using this wealth properly? If he's using it for something nice, then something good would appear. See the architect of the demigods, Vishwakarma. He will make very nice things. So he was thinking, I'll make a very nice son. Will be very beautiful. But then in the end, what happened? When he was trying to make a nice son, a mouse appeared rather than a nice son. So therefore, Naradashi is saying, Kuvira Atma Chau, that these two sons have appeared from Kuvir. So then he is very sad because of his two sons. And they're not living for the welfare of others. They're only living to make others sorrowful. This is their life, to make others suffer. If you have strength, in your body. Then you think by wealth, I'll control everyone. Not just mother, father, but the entire world. Make the entire world suffer. So before, Kuber was very sad. Wasn't so sad. But when he saw how his two sons were misbehaving, causing so much difficulty for others, then in that time, Kuber, he saw that if I pray to Bhagawan, will Bhagawan listen to my prayers or not? There's no guarantee. Why? It is very difficult to reach Bhagawan. And even if one reaches Bhagawan, then one will have to suffer the fruits of his karma. But as long as we don't correct ourselves, then how can the path of our auspiciousness be traversed? So then he prayed to Naradishi. Satsanga Sevati Ninnam. How is the heart of the sadhu? His heart is very soft, more than even butter. Sadhu, he is only looking for the welfare of others. But a santa, what does he do? By satsang, he purifies the heart from dusang, makes it pure. But to be engaged in satsang, to listen to Harikatha, to have Shraddha, then he'll be able to do so. So then Naradrishi, he came. And then they started abusing Naradrishi. And by the influence of the sadhu, this sadhu, he will never bow down to anyone. He'll not be defeated, not be controlled by anyone. Even if one speaks many things, even says something, still the sadhu will only think about the welfare of that other person. So what did Naradrishi do? To make him remove, to remove these bad qualities from them, to make them good, he thought of some solution. He was thinking, if I leave them behaving this way, then they'll do more and more bad things. Because one who has Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, he's very proud. One is very scholarly, he's very handsome, he's born in high birth. Then he'll be very proud. He'll be very proud. Especially one who's very wealthy, he'll not care for others. And if one is very scholarly, then he'll be very arrogant. Also, he'll hate others, despise others. He's born in high caste. So Naradrishi was saying, these two have all these four qualities. They have a good birth and a good family. They are very handsome. They're very wealthy. They're also very scholarly. So then they're not worthy of being in these bodies. Others will continue making others suffer. Then others will curse them. Then they'll suffer more and more because of their karma. Life after life, everything will be lost. So they're not worthy of being bound by these two forms. You should give them such a form, such a body that is very suitable for sadhan. If one especially, this is a very nice body, education, and if you can engage everyone in Bhagwan's seva, such person is very rarely found. Very rare, extremely rare. Therefore, he was thinking that this poverty is anjan, means an eye-opener. One has all facilities, will he call out to Bhagavan? He will not do. See, sometimes even when one is very poor, he'll just lie on the streets. But he'll not do Bhagavad Bhajan. So Narad Rishi, he was thinking, what should I do? By which, even if they're unwilling, still they should receive this mercy. Even though they're unwilling, they should attain this satsang. Should listen to Harikatha. Even though they're not used to it, still they should have some, make an habit of Bhagavad Swaran and pray to Bhagavan for his mercy. And as soon as Narad Rishi came there, started shouting at him, and they wanted to beat him also, saying, why have you come here? What need is there for sadhu like you to come here? You leave from here. Why? Because we cannot enjoy anymore. We are enjoying with the apsaras in the sarovar. We are naked with them. And Nardashi, many appeared, then they no longer enjoy. Because then the apsaras, they put their clothes on and they left. And both the brothers, they became very disturbed. Why? Because demoniac person, he cannot control himself. So Narad Rishi, he didn't say anything. Why? He was only absorbed in this Shravan Kirtan Smaran. Seeing all the ponds, trees, Narad Rishi, he remembered Vrindavan. He was thinking, if I send them to Gokul, then there in Gokul, Gopal is present with all the Rajavasis. So I'll send them there to Gokul. Anyhow, they'll stay there. But I'll send them in such a species of life that they'll not be able to run away. They'll be rooted in Gokul. Not like cows and buffaloes. They'll be rooted firmly to the ground in the courtyard of Nanda. They'll be always present there. Only listen to Bhagavan's katha. They'll have his darshan there. They'll take his remnants there. They'll trace his charnamrit, his charandoli. They'll receive everything there from Bhagavan. And they shall send them to Braj. And all their anarthas, all their sins, bad qualities, they'll not leave them. I'll take them away. How will I take them away? Now that they have gotten these forms of trees and people cut their branches, they'll take their leaves. They'll have to suffer, tolerate summer and winter. They'll have to perform austerities. So in this way, when they're suffering this way, then they'll correct themselves and they'll remember Bhagavan. That regardless of how independent we are, wicked we are, still we are getting, before we were jealous that they're cursing us. I only remember them day and night. Then Narad Rishi cursed us. Only thinking about him. They won't chant Guru Mantra. They only chant Narad Rishi's name. Therefore, bhajan is done in four ways. Tulsidas says song. Oh Ram, may I remember you just as a lover remembers his beloved. So if you're a very lusty man, woman is very dear. If a woman is very greedy, wealth is very dear. Just praying, oh Prabhu. When will my mind also remember you in such a way? Because a man is always thinking about a woman. Even if he's hungry, he's naked, poor, nothing, still he'll only think about her. So, how can I also remember you? So Narada, she was thinking, no one will remember me. So this time, if I curse them to become trees, then they'll have to suffer so much. People cut their legs away, their branches. And their leaves will wilt away. Now what will they eat? Because the leaves, they make food for the tree by this photosynthesis. But this way, anyhow, they'll remember their kukarma. We suffer so much because of our dukkha, bimari. But if they remember me, that we do bhajan, then remembering me, they'll remember Shri Bhagavan. They'll have Bhagavad Kripa. Who is Sadguru? If you remember Sadguru, you take shelter of Sadguru, then he'll make you free from all these anarthas, pap tap. And he'll make you have this anurag for Shri Bhagavan, bhakti for him. So Narada, she was thinking, I cannot give him by force until he remembers me. The sadhu can give everything, but there should be one who is able to receive. So in this way, anyhow, if he remembers me, that, oh, I was the son of Kuber, so strong, powerful, wealthy, and now because of the sadhu, he's made me a tree now. By the power of his bhajan, so they're only chanting Naradashi's name day and night. And then, time to time, they'll have Bhagavad Charanamrit, Bhagavad Darshan. They will listen to his glories, they'll receive his foot dust. They'll be able to see Dhamvasis. Why? Because the tree will have, if a tree has very nice leaves and branches, then people will come and sit under the shade of the tree, and then they'll speak about Bhagavan, then they'll be able to listen to Bhagavad Katha. Similarly, you know, they don't have a desire, still they'll be able to listen. And then when the father sees, oh, my son has become a tree, then the father will feel sad. And then the father will also pray to Naradashi on behalf of his children that anyhow please deliver them. So one thing's about our welfare, auspiciousness, then our auspiciousness can be had. But if no one thinks about us, then if we are independent, we are hated. People are very scared, saying, oh, he is very wicked, no matter what, we don't know what to expect from him, so no need to speak to him. So how can our auspiciousness be had? So Naradashi was thinking, he started praying to Bhagavan, that, oh Prabhu, now I'm going to do something even without asking you. Now I'm going to send these two to Gokul. Why? They're very haughty. They always give suffering to others. So now I'll send them to Raj. This way I'll bind them. And they won't be able to do anything. They won't be able to move an inch. So please, you must anyhow bestow your mercy upon them. Now Naradashi had said, saying, no, you're not worthy of being here. No, you're not worthy of being bound by these bodies. You go to Vraj and take birth as trees. On the other hand, the commentators, they said, at Nardushu, he saw that they want to enjoy. They're very greedy. So, how will they enjoy? If they go to enjoying only this material world means flesh and bones. But if you relish this Bhagavat Rasa, then you can enjoy so much more. So much happiness there to be found. Here, enjoyment means like scratching. If you have an itch, then you scratch that itch. This is Bhoga. This is also then to Bhagavad Dham, where Nityananda, Chinmaya Rasa is found. One will only be relishing this Paramananda Rasa. So Naradashi, he sent them to Vraj. So Yashodamaya, she bound Krishna to the grinding mortar. So Krishna is thinking, mother has bound me. Also Naradashi, he has bound them in the form of trees. So Krishna is thinking, no, these two are in the form of these trees. So therefore, no, I'm Damodar. No, my dam is bound, my belly is bound, my stomach. There's grinding mortar. So now anyhow, I'll have to liberate them. Not ordinarily. I should give them prem bhakti. By which their consciousness will always be pure. Or else what will they do? By giving them ordinary bhakti, they'll have this bhakti utta anartha. Four kinds of anartha: sukriti utta, duskriti utta, paradutta, and bhakti utta anartha. And so, if I give them this bhakti, then even they'll get more power, then they'll enjoy more. You see, if you give some wealth to a person, he'll misuse it. So I should give them this prem bhakti. Then they'll never lose this wealth. They'll engage everything in Bhagavan's seva, bhakta's seva. Therefore, Bhagavan, he doesn't give anything on purpose to others. You see, if one is qualified, then the parents will automatically give him everything. One guru, he had two disciples. So he gave two things to each of his disciples. So the one disciple said, he's given me 1 rupee. What will I do with 1 rupee? Guru is mata pita, his mother, father, his Bhagavan Swarup, and he's only given me 1 rupee. So this the guru was laughing, saying, you want more? I'll give you more. Don't be sad. By great difficulty, I've had a disciple. One can find many gurus, but finding one disciple is very difficult. And he asked the other disciple, I gave you 1 rupee. What did you do with that 1 rupee? He said, Guruji, you gave me 1 rupee. I thought, Guru Maharaj has given me 1 rupee. So they say, I'll do something nice for Guruji. Great difficulty. I got this money. I used that 1 rupee to start a business. So here, I've earned something for you. They said, here, take 10 rupees. Why? You take, keep this 10 rupees with you. And the other one, he gave 5 rupees. And he gave me 5 rupees. And he said, oh, at least you should have given me 7 rupees. And I worked like the whole week, rupee a day. And the other one, you give 10 rupees. Why only 5 to me? He said, oh, 5 rupees got over. He said, I don't have anything to even eat, drink, to wear clothes. I have to drink tea, coffee, so many things. So how will the 5 rupees remain with me? It got spent. Then the Guru thought, oh, got a nice disciple. Then he asked the other devotee, hey, what did you do with 10 rupees? He said, oh, I used that 10 rupees. Anyhow, now I have 20 rupees now. Anyhow, I did some collection and he gave 20 rupees to his Guru. What Gurudev said, he said, not 20 rupees. Here you maintain the entire temple. No, here you say you keep this serve everyone. I've become very old now. And then what did the other do? He said, you go. Now you go home, become a grihastha. And anyhow, look after your family this way. Now you should not stay in the ashram anymore. Because I'm not worthy of serving you. I'm very old. No, you go. So, one tries to enjoy Guru. We come to the ashram to enjoy Guru. So, Naradashi is saying, if you give them something, then they will not leave me. Or else, they'll also trouble me. So this way, we should give them some prema bhakti. In this way, you'll have prema towards Bhagavan. And this way, they'll not have any anarthas left. But if I send them anywhere else, then what is lust? Lust means to satisfy one's senses. And prema means to please Krishna. So one pleases Bhagavan. Then will Bhagavan not do anything for him? He'll do everything for him. But if one is always thinking to gratify his senses, then what will happen? He'll have so many material desires, unlimited. He'll never be able to fulfill them. He'll always be miserable. And if one does everything for Bhagavan, then Bhagavan will only be thinking about him. The whole world will be thinking about him. He'll always be happy. So if we have any well-wishers thinking about our well-being, then on our own, how much can we do? But if there's someone to help us, then in the village, there's one boy, very naughty, very wicked. No one would say anything to him. Everyone would just fold their hands and go. And then there was one more boy, very honest, he's very, very good qualities, but he's always getting chastised. Then he said, you don't say anything to that badmash, that naughty one. He told his father, but you keep shouting at me, although I'm honest, I don't say anything. He said, no, you'll realize later. Why? Because if you do even a little mistake, then you will cause so much pain in the hearts of others. Therefore, the villagers, all of them chastise you. The teachers chastise you. I teach you. Your mother chastises you. Why? Because we want you to be more and more better. But the other one, he is already hopeless. How can we help that hopeless guy? He is hopeless. So, see, for those who are hopeless, only those, they can only be rectified by other badmashes. Only one badmash can correct another badmash. But you are very decent. Therefore, everyone chastises you, even if you do make a small mistake. Then he said, all right, you chastise me, no harm. But please don't leave me. May I not fall into bad association. So one who has well-wishers, then if everyone is thinking about his well-being, then ultimately he's delivered. So Naradashi is saying, his parents, they're very troubled. Because of the bad qualities of these two. Because they're very rebellious. Uttanda means very rebellious. So then this way I'll send them as trees. Say Vrajavasis sit under their shade. In the summer they'll be cooling to everyone. In the winter they'll give warmth to everyone. But also these trees, they won't give fruits to anyone. Arjun trees means they don't give so many fruits. So Naradushi made sure they were born as them. Why? Because if they have nice fruits and all the Rajasis, then someone may throw stones at them. But the bark of these trees is very beneficial. If anyone has any heart disease, they take the bark of these trees and then you powder it and you boil it and you mix it with water, then your heart disease will go away. Therefore, people, they take the bark of these trees when it's still alive. So this way, they're undergoing so much difficulty. Then they'll realize, oh, by giving suffering to others, now I'm healing. No, you may slap someone, but you slap your own self, then you'll realize the pain. So now they were thinking. But anyhow, that without experiencing themselves, they'll not realize. Without experiencing himself, how will one realize? But in Braj, you see, no one, actually in Braj, no one would take the bark away from trees. But still this is used as an example. So he was thinking, how can I give them this prema bhakti? How can they have this prema? Therefore, bhakti bhajau kratau cha misti dhamodaraya. I won't give them mukti. If I give them mukti, again they'll do something wrong. So I'll bind them. Just as Damodar is bound, and then this Damodar, he'll bind them. He'll have them unbound. So this way, Krishna was already bound since morning. He was bound to an ukal, means his grinding mortar. So then, Krishna, what did he do? He stood on this grinding mortar and he took all the butter away and fed the monkeys and crows, the parrots. And Gillery means squirrel. So fed all the squirrels. And so Yashodamaya said, oh, he's one kal. He's also very naughty, and this grinding mortar is also same. He's ukal. He's even more naughty. So she bound him very tightly. He could not untie this knot. Krishna cannot move around also because this grinding mortar is very heavy. He cannot drag it for long. So therefore he'll be here in his house. But Yashodamaya, she tried bind him, she could not do so. The rope was two fingers short. So then she started praying to Narayan. Then all the mothers, they came, saying, oh, Yashoda, creator has not written in your forehead that he should be bound. But Yashoda said, no, he's my son. If he has not written on my forehead, then I'll make a new destiny for myself. I'll have him write a new destiny on my forehead. Then the other neighbors said, oh, your neighbors have so many ropes, bring them. And they start tying one rope to another, but still they could not bind Krishna. Everyone was teasing. And lastly, she became very tired. She was perspiring. She said, anyhow, I'll tie him. And this way, Shashara will surrender to Narayan. She said, oh, Prabhu, this is very shameful for me. I cannot bind my own son. And this son, how can I bind him? I cannot bind him. I haven't fed him, I haven't taken him on my lap, I've not done anything. But still, she had caught Krishna by the hand. She said, yo, I'll bind him. But is it so easy to bind Krishna? And what happened? Sukadeva Goswami, he said, Kapasit Sabandane, means they say, Krishna, mercifully, he agreed to be bound, seeing the hard work of his mother, saying, oh, mother wants to bind me, she's sweating so much, and everyone are complaining, they're teasing her. But Bhagavan said, alright, okay, bind me once. Then you see what will happen if you bind me. I don't desire that. Krishna said, I'm already bound by your prem. So why should you bind me separately by these ropes? I cannot leave you and go anywhere else. I left Vaikuntha, Golok, just to be with you. Being bound by your prem and still you want to bind me with this rope, which is only external. What is so special here? If the sun is one, then if I'm your son, then why should you bind me? I'm only bound by the rope of your prem. You think that this rope will bind me? It means you don't have this prem. So you could not bind me. So you're trying to bind me. Or else you have so much prem, that out of prem. You are thinking, oh, I have always keep him near me. So Naradashi was saying, such a premi bhakta binds Prabhu by his prem. Then Prabhu thinks, oh, just see, so much difficulty in this bandhan, this bondage. So Sri Krishna was thinking, oh, I should serve these two, deliver these two boys. So Naradashi was also praying for them. Krishna said, I'm present, I pervade the entire universe. The entire universe is in me. If I'm bound, the entire world is bound. So now how can mother do this to me? The same way Naradashi's prayer, Krishna anyhow, he agreed to be bound. Then he said, Prabhu, your mother has bound you. Now also deliver these two. Take them with you. So that time, Yashoda was thinking, oh, I haven't cooked anything since morning. I haven't cleaned the house. I haven't done anything for Thakurji. No servants to run the house. I sent them all out. Goes to raise Deepavali. So they say, if I make something, I should anyhow dress, bathe them. Dress and bathe Krishna. Rohini is also gone. She's taken Baldev and she's gone to another house. So Krishna was crying so much. He was crying out to Baladev, saying, oh, Baladev, save me. And he called out to his elder mother, Rohini, please come help me. But still in Rohini Devi did not come. And so no one could help him. So Krishna was thinking, all right. Meanwhile, the Sakas came, the small ones. They were laughing. No, just see. Now just see how you have been bound. Then he said, then Krishna said, oh brothers, untie me. And one Sakha tried, another Sakha tried, but the more they tried opening the knot, the more Krishna was bound tightly. The grinding motor. Somewhere you're trying to use their teeth to untie him. But he was becoming more and more bound. The knot became even more stronger. And Krishna was thinking, oh no, what to do? So, and Krishna said, they told Krishna, you try. And Krishna's hands are very small. He cannot reach. And Krishna told the Sakas, all right, let's go. We'll play today. We'll play some games. You push this grinding mortar, and then I'll drag it. I'll go to the empty fields, and all of you sit on this grinding mortar, and I'll pull you. But they don't realize that they can even be crushed by this grinding motor. But they don't care, the children. So Krishna said, I cannot pull, it's very heavy. So you push it from behind. So anyhow, they pushed it and Krishna reached the house, the door of Nanda Baba. Then he said, anyhow, push me further. Today we'll play very nicely. We'll make a bullock cart. Let's just see. Yogmaya Leela Shakti, what does she do? It's very difficult. These two trees are there. So the grinding motor got stuck in between. This way, Prabhu was trying to pull and it got stuck between the two trees. Then Krishna was thinking, these two trees are not letting me play. Mothers bind me, and even these trees have become opposed to me. They're staying in my courtyard, they don't let me play. And Krishna became very angry. And they say, Krishna would say, play hide and seek with his friends around these trees. Nanda, Rajasi, everyone had touched these trees. But today Krishna was very angry at them. And he said, look at these trees, they're so huge. And now they're very opposed to me, they don't let me play. Now he became very angry at these trees. How can he be angry at his mother? So he became very angry at these trees. He said, no, push this grinding water, I'll pull. I won't let these trees remain here. And Krishna, he pulled them with all his strength. And both the trees, they crashed to the ground. This way, there was no storm, there was no wind, nothing, but still two trees, they fell either ways. Krishna was in the middle, so they could have fallen on him, but still anyhow, they fell either ways, on both sides. So Nanda, when he heard this crashing sound, everyone came running to see where Krishna was. They saw Nitaro has some demon come again. There they saw that this rope was bound to Krishna's waist. And Krishna, he was sitting there, and all the Sakas were laughing, but when they saw Nanda Baba, then Krishna, he was also laughing, but then when he saw Nanda, he started crying. If you meet someone who's very dear after many days, then seeing him, then you'll weep even so much more. Then Nanda Baba, he asked the Sakas, what happened? And they said, they pulled these two trees and two demigods appeared, and then they did parikrama of Krishna and they left. Krishna said, what are these two Sakas? No, they know nothing. But said, what if our son would have died? And this knot was untied. He could not say anything because he was weeping so much. But Krishna, he was weeping so much, the body became wet. He said, who bound you? They were very scared. He said, Yashoda Maya. There also, Krishna was very scared. Why? If he mentions Mother Yashoda's name, then Yashoda might chastise him even more. So he didn't mention Yashoda's name at first, mentioned later. Kunti Devi, she prayed to Krishna, and Mother had bound you. Why are you really crying? Why are you only acting? But Krishna said, no, I was really crying. See, the entire world fears me, but I fear Yashoda. So they say, Yashoda has so much prem that I cannot even answer in front of her. She has so much mamata for me. I'm so scared this mamata might listen for me. So this way, see, one person is doing something very bad. In 1-2 days, they'll tolerate. Third day, they'll leave him, saying, go away from here. Saying, what if mother leaves me? So Krishna was thinking, how can I leave my mother? I left Vaikuntha just to be with her. Now I have a mother now. I didn't have a mother in any of the other avatars. Once Kaushalya, she told Ram, Ram, you're going to the forest. I didn't tell you to go to the forest. I also have something to say. I'm your mother. She said, okay, you go to the forest and come back immediately. I'm your mother now. Go and come back. I'll also come with you to the forest. Go and come back. But see Yashoda Mata's prem is millions of times greater than Kaushalya Mata. Therefore, Bhagavan, he's very scared that no one has this Shuddha prem. Everyone is very selfish in this world. But Yashoda Mata's prem is not like this. So today, Krishna, anyhow, he went to Nanda. Nanda took Krishna on his lap. He said, you haven't eaten anything. So took him to the Yamuna, had him bathe there, took him on his lap, he had some laddus in his pocket. And his throat was very dry. So he went to the cows and he milked them, and this milk was given to Krishna. And then he said, he was on Nanda's lap, he forgot everything. So then Baldev came in the evening. There he saw Yashoda was lifeless, like a doll, just lying down. She didn't know where she was also. So Rohini, she found out from her neighbors what had happened. And Rohini thought she might even die. Then she sent Dao, go bring him here. Then, when Dao went to meet Krishna, Krishna pushed Baldev. And Baldev started rolling on the ground, went far away. So Krishna was saying, when I was being bound by my mother, did you come? No, you go from here. And Rohini Maya came. He said, no, I'll not go. I'll stay with my mother, with my father. What will you eat? I will squat some milk from the udders of the cow. I'll drink this milk. I'll eat something that he gives me in this way. She explained so much, but still said, oh, I'll sleep with that Baba. This way, Rohini was thinking, no, Krishna, listen, if you don't go, then your mother, you may even die crying for you. Now Krishna, he also started crying for his mother. And Rohini took him on her lap, and then she put him on Yashoda's lap. And so Yashoda, when she had Krishna on her lap, she started shouting, crying out in pain. She hadn't seen her son. And so anyhow, something was cooked. And none of it, Krishna, Yashoda had become very scared. Because Krishna, these trees could have fallen on him. So this Prema Bhakti is very invaluable. Prem is very competent. Like even Bhagavan can be controlled. Bhagavan himself longs to relish this Prem. So if Bhagavan doesn't receive such Prem, then why will he stay with us? Now listen tomorrow. Very bold.